Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A Twitter user by the name of Brian celebrated his mother's recent birthday by posting a funny photo of John Mayer ignoring her autograph request on the streets of New York City back in 2005.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Man, you know what? Social media is amazing because John Mayer did see this. And you know what? It used to be you could be the kind of a jerk that might tell a kid to F off, and your name might be Billy Joel. You used to be able to do that, but now I don't think it's so easy to do with social networks.
No, you have the social media out there. You can, I'm looking at the picture's pretty funny because it's like she's trying to get to John Mayer. He's got his head down, and he's like just trying to get out of the way, and there's what looks like a label rep or a security person that's trying to circumvent the whole thing.
So John Mayer did see this post that the Sun put out there, and he apologized. And he decided he was going to, you know what, I'll make this all up. I'm going to write a song just for his mom, Christine. And here's a clip of Mayer explaining the photo.
Familiarize yourself with this tweet. It's written by Brian Burns. He says, happy birthday to my mother, seen here begging John Mayer's manager for a photo on the streets of New York in 2005. And there I am over there, looking none too pleased about something, but I feel bad about it. I found out her name is Christine, and I've written her a song for her birthday.
Well, I like that response. That's pretty cool. That's it. So here's
what a cool moment. He's probably like, oh, man, you know, I'm young. Maybe at that time, he probably was not as appreciative of having fans. And now he's gotten a little bit older. He can look back and be like, I kind of was being a jerk at that point.
And he probably thought that would never come back to ever haunt him. Like, whoever would have thought that you would have this ability to, you know, get the word out to him and to everybody that knows him. And that's exactly what happened. But I love the fact he wrote his mom an original birthday song.
Christine, even though it may appear I was mean, I was probably on my way to a thing. Hell, anyway, weren't those the days? Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wow. I like everything. I was off to go do a thing. It's like, I don't know what the hell. And apparently that was his manager, according to the Brian guy who he posted. He says, here's my mom seen begging John Mayer's manager for a photo on the streets of New York in 2005.
Right. And then John Mayer's right next to the manager, just like his head down, looking like he's just whatever. He's not even paying attention to anything.
But get me out of here.
Yeah. After Brian's mom heard the song, she left this voicemail message for him.
This is just insane. I could never be famous. I'm like enjoying this too much, absolutely too much. The comments are just hilarious. The people are so nice, you know? Oh my God, God, just made my year. I had the best birthday weekend ever with everyone.
Yeah, John Mayer wrote you a song.
Yeah.
Like if Billy Joel, like let's just say, like if there was a picture of him or a video of him actually telling me that, you know, like the whole thing, and he's telling me the F off, and he actually sees it, I would hope that he'd be like, okay, that's pretty funny. I should write this kid a song.
That would be great.
Granted, he's not a kid anymore. He's in his 40s, but whatever.
Yeah, you know. That's a great story. And, you know, it's too bad nobody took a picture of that, Steve, because I think you could put it on the internet and get it. And it, I mean, that's the thing. Like, he could see just how bad, and he could see that other people could see how bad he was. Right. And it's a great response from John Mayer.
The son sharing that story, I think, would have done nothing without the picture. I don't know if he would have done anything. Like, I don't know if John might have saw it and maybe liked it or, like, wrote, like, a LOL. But seeing the picture, I think, probably brought him back to being like, oh, man, yeah, I typically did not want to say hi to my fans. I should have appreciated them back then.
Yeah, it's and look, a lot of folks, like you said, you know, a lot of folks don't realize that these performers, some of them are really very socially awkward. And and they don't feel like stars, and they feel really, really overwhelmed by a lot of people that are, you know, like crowds of people. So, you know, they don't get that. It looks like he's just being a jerk when maybe he was probably just like, oh, my gosh, I'm uncomfortable. There's too many people, whatever. Who knows? Or he was just off to do a thing.
Maybe mom was rather aggressive. She looks like she's all, like, you know, ready to party.
She did.
Come here. We're going to party, John, whether you want to or not.
Yeah, she looked like she was having a great night. You're right.
I should somehow tell John Mayer my John Mayer story when I was at my old station.
But you have a John Mayer story?
I do, and it's really ridiculous. Well, thank
God. I've been waiting for the right time for this story.
I know. I've been holding it onto it.
No, this morning when you said we were going to talk about this, you're like, finally.
Finally, my John Mayer story can come. I worked for a pop station in Albuquerque for a long time, and one of my initial missions from the morning show was John Mayer is in New Mexico. Huge news. He played a concert last night. He's traveling through New Mexico. We've seen his tour bus. So we had John Mayer watch, and people were calling in telling us where they saw John Mayer's tour bus. So I had to go take the station vehicle and chase down John Mayer's tour bus across the state of New Mexico to try to get an interview with him.
Okay.
Didn't find him. I saw the tour bus, but it literally took me 9 hours trying to chase this guy down. And we found his tour bus, but he wasn't there. He had taken a private jet to then his next tour date in Dallas or something. And I was like, ha! So I should tell him that. Maybe he'll send me a song.
If we tweeted at him, and then maybe he'll write you a song.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Danny.
Your
coworkers hate you, and they send you on an impossible mission.
Yeah.
Danny. I think we've got the song right there. John Mayer doesn't even have to write it at this point.
Yeah. It's true.
Phil was hoping that you were going to wake up naked in a closet with John. So it's not the same story.
Not the same story.
That's a completely different story. And we might still be able to make that happen, but I don't know.
I can't even think of a single John Mayer song. He's like one of those artists that I know of. He's popular.
Your body's wonderland.
That's it.
Huh?
Your body's a wonderland. Like that, yeah, I remember that one. That's the only one I know. I didn't know it until you reminded me of it. You wouldn't know it if you heard it, Steve.
And I know he's a talented guitarist. Like, he's not he's kind of like our modern times, like Ed Sheeran, in a sense.
Yeah.
Like, pop, but also can really, like, he's actually got talent. Like, he's not just, like, a guy with a good voice, which is actually a talent as well. I get it. But, like, he can play the guitar and write songs.
And him and Katy Perry bang on a regular basis, so. At one point, so.
Good for John Mayer.
Yeah. You know, good for both of them. You know what I mean? If I was either one of them, I would be like, I would be everywhere with everyone and probably would have a lot of diseases. So it's probably a good thing I don't look like either one of them. It's true. I mean, it's good that I'm ugly.
Katy Perry, that'd be a really weird thing, man.
Yeah.
If I look like Katy Perry?
Yeah, you're still you, but you look like Katy Perry.
That attitude?
If I look like Katy Perry with this attitude, believe me, still people would put up with me for a little bit at least.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, people would still put up with me, again, for a small amount of time. But instead, I look like me, so no chance of getting any diseases, no STDs for me, because, well, I'm my own contraceptive, my own birth control. It's true. Now, I have to ask you guys something. This happened to a friend of mine. This didn't happen to me. A friend of mine got flocked.
What?
Have you ever heard of this?
You mean like the Christmas trees?
No, not that. This,
Steve, I think you mean frocked.
Oh, frocked. That's, yeah, we need to
yeah,
frocked.
Not the, no, the, yeah, flocked. F-L. Yeah. F-L-O-C-K.
Yeah, I thought flocking was when you spray the white stuff all over the Christmas trees to make it look like it's snowing.
Wait, is that frocking?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know either, actually. But this is actually flock like birds. And one of my friends got home to her yard, and there were at least 25, maybe more, pink flamingos all over her yard. Those plastic pink flamingos.
What?
And apparently, this is a thing.
Sorry, what?
Have you guys ever heard of anything like this?
Wait, so somebody just shows up and puts flamingos in your yard?
Yes.
I would be so pumped.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
My wife would not.
And they left a sign, and it said, if you're reading this, it means that someone thinks you're pretty awesome. They've done something awesome on your behalf, and they are challenging you to flock it forward. Now, this looks like someone just took, like, basically a Sharpie and wrote this sign. It looks pretty like, I mean, the sign is well done, but still looks like it was just done with a Sharpie. And they've said, if you want to pass this flock on to a neighbor or a friend, just text the number below. Or if you prefer, you can stick your head in the sand and pass. No worries. We'll be by to gather the flock within 2 days. And you can get 25 to 50 pink flamingos just deposited on somebody's yard.
Dude, I'm looking this up on the internet. Apparently, this is a thing. It's a fundraising idea that involves deploying a flock of pink flat plastic flamingos in somebody's yard. And then you explain that they will have to pay $10 per flamingo to have them relocated. And the fun part of each flocking victim is you get to pick the next victim. But it's Mercer Island, so you clearly have higher prices.
That's a fact. Because, yeah, this one over here, it doesn't even say anything about a charity. It just says call this number and you can pay $30 for 25, pay $45 for 50. Mercer Island wants more money, huh?
What happens if, like, you just take a hammer to all these flamingos and you just destroy them? So when they come back to get them, they're all just wrecked on your yard if you're like a Grinch.
That's a very good question.
That could possibly happen, too. There are Grinches out there.
Or leave a note, go, you want your flamingos, you pay me.
Mafia style.
Yeah, I guess this is why this didn't happen in Brooklyn, New York, Steve. I don't think that was the first place they went to.
Or Philadelphia.
I kind of wish this was something that I could have done to my dad and just watch him melt down at dinner.
What do you mean? What do you mean you wish you still could? You still can.
He's, I mean, this number. Younger. And then, dude, I'm not trying to raise the heart rate of a guy that has health issues.
You're right.
I don't want to be the reason why, like, I get a very uncomfortable phone call and it's because of a pink flamingo on the lawn. This is something I do to Dad when he was in his 60s, not when he's in his 80s.
Yeah, good point.
My question is, if you woke up to that, BJ, and you were ready to go to work and you saw that many
people... I would be pissed.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Would you read the sign or would you just start taking them down?
Oh, that's a good question. It depends if I would have noticed the sign. If I didn't see the sign, I would have been out of my mind. See, that's the problem. I would have already been like Steve said.
That would have ruined BJ's morning.
I know. Yeah,
all show.
Totally.
Who the hell did this?
What
does it mean?
We would have spent 4 hours on the show playing CSI Pink Flamingo.
Steve will tell you, I got us uninvited to a bunch of cool parties at a morning convention because somebody prank called me.
A prank call.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, somebody prank called me and I was pissed the whole day. Pissed the whole conference.
The whole conference.
And, yeah, I was so mad about it. And nobody, and I remember that people were like, so what? And I'm like, so what? F this. You know, I was so mad. I got prank called by another radio show. I was so mad.
It was so bad that, like, everyone, you know, usually meets up at the bar for a cocktail hour at the hotel bar. And then you all go off and go get dinners together. And I realized rather quickly, like, none of us were going. Everyone was leaving except for one radio person and our show. Uh-huh. And she hung with us, I think, just to kind of keep us at the cocktail place, the cocktail hour. Sure. And then she disappeared as well. And then it was just me, BJ, and Vicky. And we're like, where'd everybody go? They all left us.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was. I was really, really in a very bad way that conference, to the point that they just ditched me. And that's when I realized, wow, I guess I'm pretty much a jackass.
But we stuck with you.
Yeah.
Well, aww. I think you had to because you were kind of on the show. That would have been really bad if you left me. I think I really, that would have been.
Hey, I had tickets to see the Charlotte Checkers play, the hockey team, and I ditched those tickets.
Aww. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
See, that's
right.
Really, true friendship right there.
That is really, you know what? I wish you'd have gone. You could have just left me in the hotel room. I'm miserable.
I do too, but I didn't.
Yeah. My feelings, you know, my feelings were so hurt that, you know, I took it personally. I was like, wow, they would never have tried this with, like, and I named a bunch of them in my head. I named a bunch of prominent radio personalities. No one would have ever tried this crap with this guy, this guy, this guy. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They thought so little of me, they tried to prank me. Of course, I had my own self-esteem issues at the time, but I just realized that everybody, that's why I thought somebody at the conference did it. I was like, somebody had to set this up. No, nobody even took me seriously when I said that I got prank called. And like, how do they even know we were at this hotel? Who was this?
And we never got to the bottom. We obviously had our speculations, but we never had anyone out and out say that, yes, it was me. Probably because they're terrified to admit to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I remembered there this kind of prank was done by one of the people that was at the conference. And even though they didn't do it themselves, they said, but I hated them for years. I mean, it took a while for me to patch up that relationship because they were like, well, I mean, we didn't do it even though we created that bit. And I'm like, well, that's great. You know what? Thanks a lot. They, of course, you know, that's what I said. Would you have tried it with X, Y, or Z? Would you have done it to Howard Stern? I don't think so.
If I remember correctly, they did like a prank that something happened. And then, like, a couple years later, they shared the idea on the at the convention.
Yes.
And we're all looking at each other like, isn't that exactly what happened to you? And, like,
Start putting the pieces together.
Right, but they still doubled down and never admitted that it was them.
I hated them forever. It took me a long time to sit down with them and say, look, I'm going to be friends with you guys if you honestly didn't do this prank, even though you shared it at a convention. So here's a great prank to do. And I'm, oh, man. And that put me in a whole bad mood that ruined my whole convention.
Yeah.
And then everybody left me. And Steve didn't go see the Checkers game.
I missed the Checkers. Aww. I was going to get a shirt and everything.
Yeah. Well, you know who to blame. Maybe those guys.
Maybe.
Maybe. An unnamed person.
Oh, man, I'm glad I'm not as bitter as I was back then, because I look back and I go, well, I let that ruin my whole weekend. And I let people, and I also made myself look like such a jackass that people didn't want to go to dinner with me.
That sucks. Didn't we meet like some guy that played, like, we ended up drinking with like a guy that played for the Philadelphia Union soccer team? And
yes, yeah.
He was dating, I don't remember her name, but she was like on American Idol, and they were at the bar.
Yes.
It was a very random
That's
night.
So awesome.
They were super cool.
It's so random.
So that kind of made it at least like something worth it. Because like, he was funny as all hell. Like, I remember just like getting drunk with him, and that was pretty fun.
See that, Steve? You had a good night because I was a jerk.
Yeah. It all worked out.
Yeah, I guess. Got a woman that she got arrested for doing something insane at her ex's funeral. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what she did at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a 28-year-old woman named Blair. She's from Minnesota. And she was arrested on Saturday for getting the final piece of revenge on her ex-boyfriend. See, her ex-boyfriend had passed away, and so Blair decided to drive to the cemetery in Fargo, North Dakota.
I think you're going to say him passing away was the final revenge. I'm like, damn, this lady's savage.
Yeah, that's for sure. But while he was having they were having a funeral for, you know, the ex-boyfriend, she, you know, went all the way to North Dakota and started speeding around to interrupt the funeral. Her ex's father said they didn't want Blair at the funeral, and when she was driving her SUV around, she almost hit some people who tried to get her to leave.
Well, I wonder why he didn't want her there. She seemed like a very caring, respectful human being that wouldn't cause a scene at a funeral ever.
No, not at all. Police had to come. Yeah, she was arrested for reckless endangerment. Oh, yeah.
Is that one of those rock bottom moments you would hope, like, you know, being told you're not invited to somebody's funeral that you once had a relation. You know, like, how bad were you to that person that the family feels that you should not be there?
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I just don't get, like, if you're an ex, then, I mean, to me, it's like you have, you know, you don't belong at the funeral anyway. I mean, unless they ask you to be there. I mean, like, you're not in his life anymore.
Yeah, I got to imagine, like, let's just say you were together for 10 years or 5 years or longer, and then you find out that the person passed away. I mean, there's got to be a party that's just like, well, I still care about the person. I mean, yeah, we didn't work out, but that doesn't mean I want to, like, you know, I don't have ill will towards them. I would want to be able to pay my respects.
Yeah, I have a feeling what you're talking about is reasonable people.
Yes, that's true. And I don't think that that this relationship probably did not end well. If she's like at the funeral trying to hit people.
Yeah, and she proved why they weren't together anymore. I assumed that he dropped her, but yeah, he proved that. Yeah, she. I don't know what his story was either. That's the thing. They don't really have a lot of information about him.
Found her mugshot. I'll have to pull it up for you.
Oh, here, yeah. Oh,
this girl
okay.
definitely likes to party. She's got a sweet neck tattoo of a diamond.
Oh, there she is. Oh, okay.
Diamonds are forever.
And she looks pretty young. And wow, yeah, that's an intense tattoo. When you get in, I mean, that's the only tattoo that I can really tell. She may have more, but
it looks,
I mean,
like she has a couple of, like, I don't know if they're teardrops or what, but like a couple of little dots over her eyes as well.
Oh, I couldn't tell that from the picture. So okay.
That might be for the boyfriend whose funeral she's crashed.
I don't know how to tell you this, but it makes me think that the two of them probably had their issues.
You think?
I mean, she was 28. I imagine he was probably at most in his mid to late, you know, or early 30s. I have no reason to think he was much older than that. Then I wonder why he passed away. It could have been some sort of substance abuse situation. I don't know. It's an early time for someone to die. You just put some pieces together. She looks like she's got problems. He also could have been involved in some sort of violent death. We don't know, but they don't look like they were just run of the mill. Let's just have a normal fun weekend going to the store, watch a movie, people.
Yeah, I guess the dad, what made him realize he did not want her at the funeral is that she was making harassing posts on social media about her ex-boyfriend's death. And he's like, yeah, I don't want you to be a part of this. And then when she showed up and was told to leave, that's when she started accelerating towards certain people. And witnesses saw that, like, one person had to jump out of the way so they didn't get hit by the car.
Yeah, that's you know that things are going good in life when that's what's happening at a funeral. I mean, man,
imagine being at a different funeral, because I can't, there's no guarantee there's multiple funerals, but there's a chance there might have been, and you're witnessing that's going on, like, you know, 100 feet away. You're like, damn, what the hell kind of funeral is this? This person's driving on the cemetery trying to hit people?
What is it? So, did somebody from Fast and Furious pass away? Right. What the hell's going on? Yeah, you're right, Steve. I think I might go, look, I really love this person that passed away, but that funeral's a lot more interesting. I'm going to go over there for a second. I'll be back.
I don't know. It didn't say if any alcohol was involved. Like, I feel like that's something you do when you're not, like, thinking clearly. You know, like, you had a couple drinks, you're like, you know what? I'm going to that funeral.
Yeah, I feel like she might have been jacked up on something.
Yeah.
You know, she drove, I mean, I don't know how far of a drive it is, but I think it's a few hours at least, you know, from North Dakota to wherever they were in Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's, yeah. Yeah. A reckless endangerment, ladies. Congratulations. Nice way to pay your respects to your ex.
So there's like some kind of afterlife. You think he's just like looking at whoever he's hanging out with there? He's like, told you she was crazy.
All right. You're like, and this is like, why?
Bro, when you said she was crazy, I didn't know that she was that crazy.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? Damn. Yeah, you might get a pass. You know what? They might go, we were going to send you to hell, but, well, seeing from what's going on down there, you lived it, sir. Yeah,
you were already there. You need an upgrade.
So we have another relationship story to talk about, and that's, of course, Bill and Melinda Gates. I got to tell you something, man. I know they want this to be as private as possible and as amicable as possible, everything that they've done and what they've released. But this is one of the, this is as close as to the royalty as you get in America. You know what I mean? When you think about what's going on with Harry and Meghan Markle and all the royals, I mean, it's big news because the royals are big news. We don't have royalty in this country, but Bill and Melinda Gates are as close as you can get to it. I mean, the biggest power couple, if not one of the biggest we have in America.
I was definitely more taken aback. I don't pay attention to anything that's going on with Markle and Bill or Will.
Markle, you know, yeah, good old Markle and Bill.
Those guys. I get the freaking alerts on my phone. I'm like, oh, why do I care about that? But when I got the alert about Bill and Melinda, I was like, what? Like, I don't know why, but that did hit me in a different way. I think because they've just been together for as long as they have.
And also, Steve, they are a big, big power couple in American history. I mean, when you think about it, in modern day, can you think of a couple more powerful than Bill and Melinda Gates over the course of time? I mean, even presidents come and go, but Bill and Melinda Gates continue to have such an influence, not only in this country, but all their world efforts that they've done. They're a huge couple, yeah, or at least they were, I should say.
I mean, Joe Exotic and Carole Baskin, but I mean, they're not together, yeah, but yeah, I think they might
yeah.
be.
Yeah, I forgot about those two.
Yeah.
When Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie broke up, obviously that was big news. But I mean, Bill and Melinda have been around longer in my brain as a couple than those two were. And as far as Jeff Bezos being what he is, well, he hasn't been in my brain as long as Bill Gates has Bill and Melinda because of Microsoft and all those years. I mean, it's just, you know, it's. So this was big, big news. And
so are they going to go on Temptation Island or something? Like, what's going on with them?
Well,
like,
I mean,
new reality show.
Stuff's going to come out, and more stuff is going to come out as much as they want to be private. I guess there's a Chinese translator who works for the two of them, works for the foundation, and she is denying that she had anything to do with breaking them up because there are rumors saying that, in fact, she did. And her name is Shelley Wang, and she worked for the foundation since 2015, and she's been there. And there have been rumors that she had more than a professional relationship with either Bill or Melinda. We don't know, at least in this rumor, who they're referring to. On social media, she said, quote, "Well, I thought that the rumors would go away by themselves, but I did not expect the rumors to become more and more crazily spread." She said, "I would like to thank everyone for their concern and help in dispelling the rumors through private messages in the past 24 hours.
That's the frustrating thing with social media. I see it sometimes, like even on small levels, like within, like, you know, people that I know. Like when one person puts something up there, like people react like as if it's the truth, and then all of a sudden, if the person that they're targeting doesn't say anything, it could kind of just like spread like wildfire. And that's frustrating because sometimes, like, you look at something like, I'm not even going to address this, which, you know, taking the high road, but then by taking the high road, everyone else is not. And that's got to be so frustrating for somebody. Like maybe she was just like, you know what, I'm not going to say anything. This is so stupid and ridiculous. Why is anyone going to talk about it? And then the more people talk about it, she's like, I should probably say something.
Yeah, I mean, she has to. You're absolutely right. And that's why it's really difficult to be private in this situation, to try to not say anything about what's going on. And at the same time, people are going to be paid a lot of money. I just would imagine that TMZ would pay anybody any kind of money to give them information. Of course, I have no idea what kind of legal trouble that would put somebody in, because I feel like Bill and Melinda Gates pretty much could just button anything up they wanted to button up legally, make sure that you keep your mouth shut or you're going to go to court. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't want to take a chance and getting, you know, and going through legal processes with those guys. There's another twist that's come up, too. Ever since, since they announced their split, there's this other thing that came out that said that Bill had this arrangement with Melinda that allowed him to vacation every year at a beach cottage in North Carolina with a woman that he was dating before he met her.
I've seen that before. A few people were texting about that, and I've seen a couple stories about that as well. I thought that was kind of like, I mean, some people stay friends after relationships end, but I couldn't even imagine going like on a trip with an ex. And that just, even if I was not in a relationship, I would just be like, why am I going to do that to myself?
I mean, how do you pass that off? And look, Bill and Melinda are human beings, okay? They are human beings. Yes, he's done amazing stuff. She's done amazing stuff. But they're still human beings. And like, well, you know, you're the busiest guy in the world. You know, you got so much going on. You're going to go spend time away at a beach cottage with an ex. What spouse is going to be cool with that? You know, even though supposedly,
not a lot, but I think there's a percentage of people out there that would have no problem with that.
Really? I'm going to spend whatever the vacation was with my ex. It's just me and them, and that's it. I mean, I don't know how I could get that to pass. I mean, especially when I'm a busy person. You know, if I had a lot of time on my hands, maybe. But it's like, wait, you'd rather go spend a week with that person than spend a week alone with me somewhere? I don't know how my spouse wouldn't be. I would be offended if I was the person.
Yeah, but everyone has a different kind of setup. I mean, some people would be like, that's kind of crazy. You have your wife living in California. Yeah. I mean, there's probably people out there that would be like, that doesn't make sense to me. And this is, granted.
But it's not with an ex. It's like, you know, I mean.
But
it's
that's an ex from what, like 30 years ago? They were married.
But he banged her.
I mean, we don't know that.
Well, they dated. I'm assuming they had some romantic interaction. I mean, you're right. Maybe I don't know if they banged, but if you're a date, if you be called an ex, of course you better have banged your ex at some point. If they called your ex,
not always. Some people wait.
All right,
I've dated girls I never had sex with that are still exes.
Well, how long did you date them?
40 years, man.
Oh wow, jeez, I didn't know that you had that kind of relationship.
A few months on some of them.
Now this
in
is
college.
Not,
I think I dated one girl for like nearly a year before things.
Now how's
went
the trippy,
to the fun city?
This is a trippy thing. This woman that he goes and allegedly spent time at the cottage, and they say this is not something they hid from the public, but I still don't know if this is true. The other woman is apparently married to the brother of actor Kevin Kline. So
I don't even know who Kevin Kline is.
Oh my God, that's how old I am. Oh man, and I'm trying to think of what he was in, and I can't think of a modern movie because he hasn't done stuff lately.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Who the hell is Kevin Kline?
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Was he in A Fish Called Wanda?
Yes, that's okay. Yes, he was. What else was he in besides that?
That's all I can remember.
Oh gosh, yeah, this is bad, but it's been a while. I mean, in the 90s, or I think in the 90s, he was much more popular. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, he was
you.
In and Out. He was in Wild Wild West, that amazing movie.
Yeah, that's not probably a good example.
Yeah,
yeah, you wouldn't know him, I guess. Kevin anyway, Kline. He's an actor.
I like how to type in Kevin Kline, and Kevin Kline's brother is the first thing that shows up on Google search.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, "Who the hell is Kevin Kline's brother?"
Oh, that's sad. That poor.
Do you
Kevin
remember
Kline.
The movie Dave about the president? And he had to
yes.
be.
Yes,
he was Dave.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, now I know who you're talking about.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
because that's about
go.
All I.
But Danny and Joey
here.
And Sarah, they don't have a clue.
No chance.
Is.
No.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a lot more coming out because with that kind of money, you can do whatever you want, and you're still a human being who, if you know, who likes to be with the people you're attracted to or whatever. You know, I mean, whatever the case may be, it's going to happen. Wow. And how about poor Shelley? I mean,
who's
poor Shelley. Shelley Wang is the Chinese translator. I mean, poor Shelley. First of all, if it is true, it sucks because obviously they had to keep it quiet for the whole time. I don't know whoever Shelley was with, Bill or Melinda, if that's true. If it's not true, poor Shelley, that then, you know, she's the name that shows up out of all of it. It's like it sucks either way. Ah, humans.
Humans.
I love Steve. And Steve, by the way, we found out had a 40-year relationship we didn't even know anything about.
Yeah, right? Started when I was six.
And never banged. In those 40 years, Steve never got to have sex with her.
Never.
Wow. You really, were you holding out or were you just not, you couldn't seal the deal?
Well, that's a personal question.
I don't feel like
sharing on the radio, BJ.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Gosh.
I bet Shelley Wang had something to do with that, too. All right. Fine. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
For how many nights does Hanukkah last?
Eight crazy nights.
Yes.
All right. Good job. Good job, buddy.
Crazy night.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.